This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, yesterday, at the end of the broadcast, dogs were barking like crazy. You know, they were ringing the alarm, and they were telling us that someone was here. And it was Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy came to visit, and I knew he was coming, and the plan was, you know, right around 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, which is when the broadcast finishes. And he's such a great guy, Lou Cassidy. I got a chance to spend a couple hours with him here at the farm, and he brought me a few really interesting things. He made a low-power FM radio, and he soldered it up. I guess it was a kit, and he had an extra one, and he decided that we could put it to use here at the farm for the campers. And he made an antenna, a J-pole antenna out of copper pipe, and he told me exactly how to attach the feed line to it. And he brought me a couple pocket FM radios and a real neat high-powered flashlight, so I'm going to review all those things and tell you all about it. But looks like we'll be also adding another affiliate to USA Prepares, which will be right here at the farm, so that we'll have a low-power FM radio transmitter right here. It's great to see Lou. Lou, thank you so much for doing that. So when I was growing up, my mom would buy furniture that nobody wanted. Things like Civil War field desks, where the officers would write their field reports, you know, from the 1860s. And they were painted with multiple coats of paint, and they looked terrible. So in our house in the basement, we had a wash tub, and there were two large tubs side by side at the right next to the washing machine. And my mom would fill them up with water and pour in some TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. And she put the furniture in there, and it would loosen the paint right off the wood, literally. It wouldn't destroy the wood, but it would loosen the paint, and you could just take a paint scraper, and it would peel off like almost like Jell-O. That worked great. So a lot of the furniture that we have in our house here, I've inherited from my mom and my dad. And my mom refinished it using trisodium phosphate. And one day she called the company that manufactures Wheaties, the breakfast cereal. And she said, "I see that you've got trisodium phosphate in your cereal. Why? Why do you do that?" And they said, "Well, it whitens the color of the Wheaties." Now, think about this, class. What color is Wheaties? It's like an awful brown to begin with, right? What color would it have been if they didn't whiten it up some? So we didn't have Wheaties in our house. And if you look at Lucky Charms, you know, Lucky Charms, the ingredients of Lucky Charms happens to be, I'm reading this right off a label on the internet, whole grain oats, sugar, oat flour, corn syrup, modified cornstarch, dextrose, salt, gelatin, trisodium phosphate. The stuff that my mom used to remove paint off furniture. And when I talk about paint, I'm not talking about latex. I'm talking about oil-based paint, the stuff that's not supposed to come off. Okay? And it's followed by some other wonderful chemicals in addition to trisodium phosphate. Yellow 5 and 6, red 40, blue 1, and other color added. Natural and artificial flavor. Vitamin E added to preserve freshness. That goes on to say what vitamins it has. But it has trisodium phosphate in it. So that's not the only cereal that has trisodium phosphate in it. So if you want to look, trisodium, T-R-I-S-O-D-I-U-M, phosphate. And it kind of looks like it might be in, you know, flakes that are frosted. Different names for them. And there's another additive called titanium dioxide. Now, if you ever painted with white paint, the additive that makes the paint white, titanium dioxide. And that's in, like, sugar-coated donuts. It makes them white. Just like, do you know that the white in those white sugary donuts is the same color as the white in white paint? Isn't that something? Titanium dioxide. Do you need it? I don't think so. And the interesting thing is, companies have made fortunes building things that nobody needs. Why do they have to put titanium dioxide in donuts? They don't, right? Except maybe the generally dumb public thinks they really look cool because they're white. Why not just use natural products instead of these? Well, look at Gatorade. Look at the color of Gatorade. They've got the blue, artificial dye, red, artificial dye, orange, artificial dye, yellow, artificial dye. And you look at the sodas, Mountain Dew. I don't think there's anything in nature that's that color. And just go down the soda aisle, you know, at the Chinese factory outlet, and look at the colors. Look at Lucky Charms. Is there anything in nature that is the blue of Lucky Charms? Is there? I don't think so. Or the yellow, or the orange, or the pink? I don't think so. So, well, actually, maybe. Maybe the yolk of an all-natural, cage-free, free-range chicken egg yolk is similar in color to the color of a brightly colored yellow, I don't even know what you'd call it, chunk in Lucky Charms. Other than that, they use dyes that are not necessary. Actually, none of them are necessary. None is necessary. Kathy, your thoughts?
Well, Vince, I really think if anybody has the time, I agree with you. Go take a list of the harmful ingredients, the dyes, all this stuff we're talking about, and just go down the aisle and look at the labels. It's inherent in so many things. You were talking about the dyes, like the green, that's been known to cause bladder cancer. The red number 3, that's been known to cause thyroid cancer. The yellow caused adrenal or kidney cancers. And you were talking about the trisodium phosphate, and that they say is itching and hives. So even somebody that has a skin issue or asthma, I would think that would probably aggravate it. This one of the men that I was reading, he was interviewing people, and he said that he talked to people that had all different kinds of issues, and he said a lot of people with mental autism, those things, and even just your gut issues, digestive issues, when they switched just eliminating some of these helped. But if they could switch over to like a whole unprocessed food, and if they could afford organic, he said some people with that had autistic children improved greatly because they weren't eating these dyes. I mean, Pop-Tarts and snack foods. You know, Vince, salad dressing is horrible. Most of the salad dressing is just horrible. It's got canola oil. It's got soybean oil, cottonseed oil. That's another one of my, you know, my pet peeves. These oils that are just damaging to us. And then you look at all the chemicals, the stabilizers, the emulsifiers that are in there. I went the other day and looked, and there was maybe one or two of the salad dressings that I would even think about buying. So I've just gotten to the point where I'm just going to, I have made mine before and I do it periodically, and then I just get overwhelmed and I don't have it. So then it takes me, it only takes normally 5 minutes, maybe 10 to make your own. They only last a week or two though. So you can't, it's not like you can put them in the refrigerator for months. So, you know, you just have to read. One of the things that I saw was Dawn had formaldehyde in it. And unfortunately, I have used Dawn quite a bit. I'm probably going to try to look for a better alternative now. But I've tried some of the other, like what they call lesser, you know, like the environmentally safe. But Vince, I feel like I just can't get things clean. I feel like the grease just doesn't come off. So I don't know if you have any suggestions on that one.
No, I really don't. We use, you know, there's Dawn and there's Palmolive, and obviously, you know, they're dangerous. They really are. So washing dishes is a darn dangerous thing. Pretty much everything we do is dangerous. But the sad thing is that our government allows these ingredients to be in products in the first place. There seems to be a wall that we can't seem to pass through or over that protects companies so they can do these harmful things to us. They know exactly what they're doing. These companies know what they're doing, and yet they're still doing them. So it's all about the money. It's always all about the money. And you'll see that in suits. You'll see that in a television series. It's all about the money. So if they could find a more harmful, less expensive way of doing it, I think these companies would do it in a heartbeat. They absolutely would. My mother was very nutritious conscious. And she had a brother and a sister there who were younger. So my mother was the oldest. And my mother was very careful about what she would feed her family, me, my father, and herself. We didn't have soda. We didn't have all the fun stuff that my friends growing up had. My mother outlived her brother and her sister and all of her friends. It's absolutely true. So if it had red dye in it, we didn't have it in our house. If it had blue dye in it, we didn't have it. If it had yellow dye, we didn't have it. If it had trisodium phosphate, we didn't have it. If it had titanium dioxide, we didn't have it. So that meant no Fruit Loops. No.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, you're mentioning salad dressing. I have a friend, his name is Dr. Joel Wallach. He's been to the farm. He's had dinner at our kitchen table. He's spent some time here at the farm. And I have been on stage, the same stage as he, in seminars, conventions, things like that. And so I've had a chance to talk to him. I've had a chance to eat across the table with him at restaurants, you know, get a chance to talk. And he has said many, many times to me personally and in class, salad dressing is a bad thing to eat. It's avoid salad dressing. The additives, the oils, we should stay away from it. And just read the list of ingredients. And, you know, there's an old saying about, you know, if you don't want to be poor, Robert Allen said it in his television commercial when he was advertising how to buy real estate back in the 80s. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do and don't do it. Well, if you don't want to be fat, watch what fat people do and don't do it. If you don't want to be unhealthy, watch what unhealthy people do and don't do it. Okay? And you know, if you look at the people who eat at McDonald's regularly, are they healthy? I don't think so. And you have to make up your own mind. I'm just asking the question. If you look at people who buy boxes of food with all of these ingredients. They don't know what they're buying. The ingredients list is small. It's hard to read. I mean, most of the time you can hardly read them without a magnifying glass and glasses, right? Why is it that that list is so small? Because they don't want you to know. And they use names. They have names like hydrolyzed vegetable protein. That's a synonym for MSG, which is the abbreviation for monosodium glutamate. It excites your body to the point where your body goes into a frenzy wanting more and more and more and more. And that's why you can't eat just one. That's why Chinese food tastes so great at Chinese restaurants. It's engineered to taste so well. And if you try to make Chinese food at home, it doesn't taste anywhere near as good as in the restaurant. What's the difference? MSG. And there's a Chinese restaurant owner, and he was asked about, so you really like MSG, right? And the restaurant owner said, no, I don't. But my customers do. And if you think about it, when you have food at a Chinese restaurant, it tastes absolutely wonderful. But just try to duplicate it at home without the MSG, and you can't do it. It's lab engineered to taste really, really good. And then you get the Chinese restaurant syndrome after you eat it. You get a headache many times. You're dehydrated many times. And you become lethargic. So it tastes really good, and on the way home, you slow down, and all you want to do is go to sleep. Mark my words. Kathy, am I making this up? Does it? You think this is
true? No, they're really manufacturing a lot of foods that are addictive. And you were talking about MSG. Some of the other names they put on there, which I just don't understand why they allow them to do this, because you have to carry a little tablet with you or have a website and look everything up. Some of the other names are yeast extract, disodium, guanylate, disodium, inositate, caseinate, and I think you mentioned textured protein, hydrolyzed pea protein. Those are all MSG. And then some of the side effects, which Vince said, you don't feel good. A lot of times when you eat or you go, oh, I ate something at that restaurant. And they can also help or cause migraines and seizures, ALS symptoms, and Parkinson's if people eat enough quantity of them. But a lot of your bottled mixes and your seasoning mixes and your package mixes, and like you said, Vince, so many things contain it. You know, it was supposed to be banned, but they just found a way around it. And so they keep adding to it. But you know, Vince, these additives cause so many problems. And they're a neurotoxin, reproductive toxins and cancers in the reproductive organs. So, you know, you just see so much of that now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy defending former President Trump's role in the 2021 Capitol attack. McCarthy telling reporters yesterday he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible for the January 6th riot. A single winning ticket in the $1 billion Powerball lottery has been sold in California. That ticket reportedly sold at a mini market in downtown L.A. More records being torched in the Phoenix heat wave. The National Weather Service says a record was broken Tuesday morning when the temperature never dipped below 97 degrees, making it the city's warmest low temperature of all time. The wife of a suspected New York serial killer filing for divorce. Court filings show the wife of Rex Huerman filed for divorce in Suffolk County Supreme Court yesterday afternoon. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I don't want to steal Bert's thunder tomorrow, but I suggest you tune in. He bought a vehicle that has been recalled. And the recall has no fix. Imagine a automobile manufacturer saying, we got a problem. Your vehicle is too dangerous to park in your garage. It is too dangerous to drive, and it's too dangerous to charge it. Talking about a vehicle that has a battery bank in it, like an electric vehicle. He has one. And he's going to delineate exactly what this mess is. He's going to name the names. I gave him some advice as to what to do, and I hope he does it. And then he's going to talk about his brokerage account and what those guys have their hands on his securities, and they're in control. It's another mess. Class, you're in charge of you. Do whatever you can to make sure you're in control of every facet of your life that you can possibly be in control of. So tomorrow, hour number two, Bert's going to be with us, and he's going to unload. And he's going to probably be more polite than I would be about it, but he's going to unload. So, and I wanted to mention the term materials management. We talked earlier in hour number one about Pfizer, and I mentioned that I built a computer system for a hospital. And that computer system was in the materials management department. And that network was built so that the hospital could order the supplies that they needed to run the hospital. And they call those materials. So we're talking about IVs, syringes, bandages, you know, everything you can think of. So I know just a little bit about what goes into hospitals in terms of the materials they use. There's a website called Eat This, E-A-T-T-H-I-S. And the banner says, Eat This, Not That. And it lists 10 unhealthiest food brands on the planet. That's their words. Quote, 10 unhealthiest food brands on the planet. End quote. And one of them is chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies. And next, so let's go down the list. Frito-Lay, sour cream and onion, potato chips. And the food, synthetic food dyes in it may contribute to ADHD in children, and trigger a histamine response. Okay. And another additive in salty snacks is monosodium glutamate, MSG, which we talked about. And that flavor enhancer has been linked to CNS disorder, obesity, disruptions in tissue physiology, reproductive malfunctions, and more. Keebler makes a chocolate chip cookie called Chips Deluxe Original. And it says that you'll be ingesting TBHQ, a preservative that's been shown to cause an allergic reaction. Okay. And artificial dyes. And inflammatory palm oil. Okay. Power Bar. And this is all on their website. And it's a post-workout protein bar. It looks like it would be really good for you. Well, it contains some ingredients that you shouldn't be ingesting. Then there's Coca-Cola, which has 6 teaspoons, nearly 6 teaspoons of sugar, if you get the original Coca-Cola. But you can increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by consuming Coca-Cola. Pepsi, the regular, same kind of thing. Then there's Mars, and they make a candy bar called Twix, T-W-I-X. M&M, Mars, you know, the company that makes Milky Ways and Snickers and Twix and Starburst and artificial flavors, artificial dyes, You probably want to avoid that too. Then Nabisco makes a Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie. They taste good? Absolutely. They're engineered to taste really, really good. And they're riddled with artificial flavors, inflammatory palm oil, phosphates, and that could cause kidney disease, as per a 2017 study. Then there's Hershey's. You know, what could be wrong with a milk chocolate Hershey's bar, right? Well, there's a problem with it that there is a sweetener that could cause chronic inflammation. Then there's Kraft Singles. You know, those are those cheese-like looking things, kind of a yellow cheese. Sometimes looks like American cheese slices that are wrapped in plastic. They contain, they contain ingredients that calcium phosphate, modified food starch. That's an antifungal agent. And it's not good for you. Then there's Pillsbury Grands. Those are the cinnamon rolls. And they have TBHQ, artificial flavors, and more. So that's just a few. So you can look up eatthis.com, and you'll see it. Eatthis.com. That's not me saying it. They're saying it. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, it's packaged food, and some of it you would think would be fine. I mean, how many times do you just see people picking up, like you said, the Grands or the biscuit mix, or look at your yogurt with the artificial colors? Walmart had a warning that I had seen. Their avocados are being coated with some kind of, it's a preservative that is toxic. And they also, if you look at their bag of chips, it has a warning label on their bag of chips. Now, I can't remember what they said. I don't think I wrote it down. I think I just put a note about it. So I just don't remember, you know, what that was. But some of them, been like Skittles, there are, look at the color of Skittles. I mean, just throw them away if you have them. I mean, it's got yellow number 5, red number 40, yellow number 6. I mean, there are all these bright colors. Pop-Tart has got yellow 5 and 6 and red 40. Gatorade's got yellow 5 and 6. I mean, and then we haven't even started into, like, the BHA and the BHT and all those problems, but, you know, it goes back to reading the labels. I think, and then you go, and there's a whole nother thing, Vince, that we probably should talk about, too. It's like I said, I probably have, like, 10 different lists, but then you look at the Roundup, what's got Roundup in it, even if it doesn't have all these other things on the label. Was it sprayed or you know, had Roundup when they grew it? I would say, and like, you know, Vince, we were talking about salad dressings, and I've gotten to the point that if I, let's say we go out for work, you know, whatever, or even at home, if I don't have it made up, I'll take a little balsamic vinegar, I'll take a little lemon juice, and I mean, I've got recipes where you can take like pineapple juice or orange juice, And you can mix a little bit, like some almonds in there, balsamic vinegar, a little water, just to your taste. And you can put it in a little small blender and pour it over. I mean, it really is good. You don't need all the oils and the sugars in there. But when I started reading the bottles of the salad dressings, I'm like, if I can't get something healthy, I'm just going to eat a plain. And it's fine. Your taste buds do adapt. You wouldn't think that they would, but they do adapt to not having all that on there. You really taste the vegetables and the fruit more if you don't have all the coatings and the sugars on there. You know, Vince, there's so many. You were talking about Lucky Charms, And I don't know if I mentioned it, but the trisodium phosphate, that causes, like, the itching in the hives. And, like, think of things like Jell-O, like your colored Jell-Os, like orange and red and blue. I mean, I don't know, Vince, how can that be healthy? And then we wonder why all these kids are sick and have asthma and have these allergies. You know, is it the peanuts or is it what they're spraying or how they're growing the peanuts or the hydrogenated oil? I looked at a jar of Jif peanut butter and it said fully hydrogenated oil. So that tells me there's hydrogenated and then there's fully. So I didn't compare the two yet. I haven't had the time to do that. But, you know, especially if you've got children, if you can possibly just eliminate most of the dyes, the additives, and the seed oils, Vince, weren't the seed oils, weren't those initially when they used them for lubrication and machinery? Isn't that what they initially used them for?
Yeah, and, you know, Kathy, I'm glad you brought that up. Back in the 1970s, I was at a flea market on the East Coast. It's a huge flea market. And there was a guy selling grease, those 14.1-ounce tubes of grease. And it was greenish in color. And it was used or was produced for use by factories that made food. And this was a petroleum product that you could grease machinery with, that the grease could kind of seep out and mix with the with the food, and it was okay, allegedly, which is nuts. But we don't think about that. We don't think about how the pots and pans are washed in the restaurant. We don't think about how they use these stainless steel scrubbers on the aluminum pots. They loosen the aluminum and don't fully rinse off these microscopic particles of aluminum that dry off and stay in the pots, and then they mix with the food we're going to eat. So we eat aluminum from the pots that they cook the soups in at the restaurant. We don't think about that. We don't think about how they sharpen the knives and don't get all those little tiny microscopic particles of what used to be on the knife. And now as particles that have been sharpened off the knife, and they're not fully washed and rinsed and dried off. There's a lot of possibility for contamination.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I'm sure you remember this this wonderful new product that came out many decades ago, and it was coffee without caffeine. And the first one that really made it on the market was from a German who figured out how to get the caffeine out of coffee beans. And that coffee was called Sanka, S-A-N-K-A. Remember Sanka?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay. Well, S-A-N, it's like the combination of two words, S-A-N and then K-A. And K-A would stand for caffeine, and San, S-A-N, means without. So sans serif, you know, the typeface sans serif, that would be without the serif, you know, without the fancy part of lettering. So sans serif would be plain. So Sanka means without caffeine. And what they used was carbon tetrachloride. So they would dissolve the caffeine with carbon tetrachloride and remove the caffeine from the coffee beans. The only problem was carbon tetrachloride was a carcinogen. And it's the same thing as dry cleaning fluid. So when clothes were dry cleaned back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, they used carbon tetrachloride, which killed people and gave them cancer. It's deadly. So that's what they used in to make the original Sanka. They figured out there's some other ways you can use effervescence, if you will. You could use carbon dioxide mixed with water. Those are two natural ingredients. And you could release the caffeine from coffee with that process. Now, some might say it's really not natural, you know, removing the caffeine from coffee. Others might say, well, you know, water and carbon dioxide, that's way, way better than carbon tetrachloride. And it is. It is better. So I have stopped drinking coffee that I can't find out if it's naturally decaffeinated or not. If I can't figure it out, I assume it's chemically decaffeinated, so I'm not going to buy it. So I switched to a brand that my mother used to drink back in the 60s. My grandmother used to buy U-Ban. My mom used to buy Maxwell House. Maxwell House claims, you have to look for it. It doesn't say it on the can or the, you know, the plastic jug. But allegedly, it's naturally decaffeinated. And I like it. I hope I'm right. I can't say I'm right. Do your own research, class. But I think I'm right. That's not, I haven't been to the factory, so I don't know for sure. But from my research, at least it was naturally decaffeinated. Kathy, have you done research on coffee being naturally decaffeinated or decaffeinated with carbon tetrachloride, or do you have a brand that you think is okay?
Well, you know, I had reservations about the decaf, like you talked about. I heard that the process of it, decaffeinated coffee can be dangerous. Unfortunately, I drink mostly tea, so I very rarely drink, I'll drink a cup of coffee here and there. But I can't remember, Vince. All I remember is basically what you're saying is to at least do the research and see how it's decaffeinated, because it can be, it's got the chemical component to it. But, you know, Vince, I credit your mom for her ability and her wisdom that she knew that way back then to not use, to read the labels. I bet you hardly anybody back then did that.
Well, you're right. You're right. Hardly anybody did. And, of course, my mom was a kook, right? Just like you and I are kooks, and just like the rest of the faculty and the students are kooks. I mean, people look at us as, these guys are pretty nutty. However, they've got it exactly backwards. They're nutty. And we're not the kooks. We are the ones who do the research and try to figure it out and become more innovative, more inventive, and we find better, more effective ways of doing it, everything possible. So in, the bottom line is Sanka was introduced in 1923, 100 years ago. And it was developed by a team of researchers in Germany. And so ultimately it showed up in the United States, and people loved it because it didn't have caffeine, but they didn't know they were killing themselves with because of the process, or at least that's my opinion. Bottom line, class, is these companies put nice labels on things, but I'll bet you if we went inside their factories, we would say, whoa, I don't think I'm going to eat that. You know, I don't think... There's an old saying that two things you don't want to see. One is how sausage is made, and the other is how laws are made. And I think it's true. I think it's true. And if you end up watching Suits, oh, by the way, that's assigned homework. If you end up watching Suits, you will see what lawyers are like, and you will see why you shouldn't be eating sausage. That's kind of a metaphor. The class, the bottom line for today, read the label. And if you can't pronounce it, it can't be good for you. Kathy, any final comments?
You know, Vince, next class I would like to give some of the books and the websites I went to. And this affects our pets too, Vince.
Yeah, yeah. And interesting. Look at dog food, cat food. What are those colors? They don't have to add them, but they do.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.